Happy Resurrection Sunday.
各位会友，大家在这个纪念主复活的主日，大家平安喜乐。
Thank you, choir, for the special music.
我们谢谢诗班带来这个美妙的音乐。
The songs began with Christ's final entrance into Jerusalem.
今天诗班给我们的诗歌，从耶稣在受难的那个周末进入耶路撒冷而开始。
Took us through to his resurrection.
一直到他在十字架上面被钉死复活
and gave us the first eyewitness account of his resurrection
重演一次一个第一手所看见整个过程的人所看到的一些经验
the musical narrative brought us to Mary's encounter with the risen Savior as recorded in John chapter 20
潘牧师刚刚给我们的旁白以及一个诗歌再次的让我们回到约翰福音第十九章玛利亚怎么样跟耶稣相会
After this event, the Gospel of John records three more times when Christ appeared to the disciples after his resurrection.
耶稣复活以后在约翰福音书里面有记载耶稣与他的门徒有另外三次的相会
John tells us that something specialSomething remarkable touched the lives of the disciples when they encountered the risen Christ.
约翰福音告诉我们，因为这个美妙，因为这个很奇妙的一个过程，这个门徒有一个很独特的一个经验。
Please turn with me to John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31.
请跟我一起翻到约翰福音第二十章第十九节到第三十一节。
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
约翰福音二十章十九节，那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来，站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。
After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。
Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说，你们受圣灵。
If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Now Thomas called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came.
在那十二个门徒中，有称为迪图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。
So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the nails marks on his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side,I will not believe it.
那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在。门都关了，耶稣来，站在当中说，愿你们平安。
Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe.
就对多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑。总要信。
Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God.
多马说，我的主，我的神。
Then Jesus told him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我，看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记载在这书上。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.
但记得这些事要叫你们信耶稣基督，信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
This passage began on the evening of that very first Easter Sunday.
这段的经文的开始就是在第一个复活节的主日的晚上。
The disciples were together inside the house, and the doors were locked because they were afraid of the Jews.
门徒聚集在一个房子的楼上，他们把门锁起来，因为他们很害怕犹太人会来逼迫他们。
Perhaps they were fearful that the Jewish authorities would now come after Jesus' disciples.
现在耶稣已经死了，他们就很害怕，犹太人的领袖会来逼迫抓拿耶稣的门徒。
Perhaps it was the disappearance of Jesus' body from the tomb that caused them to worry.
或许他们也是因为耶稣的尸体从坟墓里面消失了，使他们非常的疑惑。
What if the Jews accused them of stealing the body and falsely claiming that Jesus has risen?
犹太人会不会就是怀疑，或者是指控他们把耶稣的尸体偷走了，然后来冒说耶稣已经复活。
Then Jesus appeared to them at this very uncertain and troubled moment.
在这个很迷惑、很不安定的一个光景中间，耶稣在他们中间出现。
In Middle Eastern culture, it is very common to greet someone with the phrase, Peace be with you.
在当时中东的文化背景，是用这样一句平安与你同在，是一个很常见的一个问安的一个话语。
Even today, they would greet each other by saying, Peace be with you.
一直到今天，在中东地方的人见到面都会说，愿平安与你同在。
Yet at the same time, Jesus greeting them this way has special meaning to the disciples.
但是在那个特别的时刻，耶稣用这样一句平凡的问安，却是对于那个门徒有特别的意义。
They needed real peace in their lives during this very confusing time.
在这个很迷惑、很不定的一个光景中间，他们需要是真正的平安。
Earlier in John chapter 14, Jesus has promised that he would give them his peace.
在约翰福音十四章里面有记载，在比较早的时间，耶稣曾经给他们应许赐给他们平安。
It is not peace that the world gives.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
It is a unique gift from the Prince of Peace to those who know him and obey him.
这是一个从和平之君所来的一个很独特的平安的礼物。
In addition, Jesus' appearance marked a miracle as well as another promise.
耶稣这次的出现，一方面是个神迹，但是另外一方面也是实现了他曾经给门徒的一个应许。
It is a miracle for Jesus to be showing up while the doors were locked.
当时门是锁的，所以耶稣在他们中间突然出现，当然是一个神迹。
Did he say some magical words to unlock the doors?
他不是说了一些什么这个魔术的这个话语，使这个门的锁突然之间打开呢？
Was he like the characters in ghost movies who can just walk through the doors and the walls?
还是像我们看到那些鬼怪的电影一样，这个门跟窗都是关起来的，他突然之间可以穿过这个墙，可以走进来。
It was probably neither.
大概都不是这样子。
In his resurrected body, Jesus is no longer limited by physical space, time, or structures.
耶稣已经在一个复活的身体里面，他是不会受到物质、时间跟空间的这些的限制。
At the same time, his presence in the room fulfilled another promise that he had made earlier.
他在这个房间出现，乃是应 乃是满足了他曾经给门徒的一个应许。
He had told the disciples that after a period of grief, he would see them again, and they would be filled with joy.
在约翰福音其他地方有记载，你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。
Here he was.Coming to see them again after his death and resurrection, and showing them his wounds to prove that he had triumphed over death.
在我们可以想象，在这样一个情况之下，他在他们的不安中间，他在他的死亡之后，他复活了，在他们中间出现，也把他自己的伤痕给他的门徒而看。
At the sight of Jesus, the disciples were overjoyed.
一看到耶稣，他的门徒当然就是大大的喜乐。
As they encountered the living Christ, the disciples were filled with exceptional happiness.
他们与已经复活的基督相遇，门徒我们可以想象充满了属天特别的这个喜乐。
What do we do when we encounter the living Christ?
我们来想想看，我们自己遇见这个复活的耶稣，我们会怎么样做呢？
And how do we react to the truth of his resurrection?
我们再次来思考，来面对他复活的真理，我们的反应又是什么？
Are we filled with joy walking daily with the living Christ?
我们因为耶稣已经复活，每天都活着，我们每天都是这样的喜乐吗？
Are we excited about the truth of his resurrection?
我们因为复活这个真理和很兴奋，很高兴吗？
Or has it just become another historical fact that we have accustomed ourselves to?
还是说这个只是跟其他历史中间发生的事件一样，我们把它看为一个历史中间的一个过程而已？
We know it is true, but it is doing little in our lives.
我们知道它是真的，但是它这个事件好像跟我们每天的生活又没有什么特别的意义。
Jesus rising from the dead is a miracle that we should be excited about.
耶稣已经复活了，这是一个大大的神迹，我们应该非常的兴奋，非常的高兴。
Thinking about it should put a silly grin on all of our faces.
当你想到这个事情的时候，其实你的脸上应该带着微笑，甚至有点傻傻的这个微笑。
People should see our joy and wonder what's wrong with us.
我们旁边的人看到我们脸上带这样的微笑，会重新的来思考，这个人是不是有什么问题？
Jesus wants us to be living with this resurrected joy.
耶稣其实是愿意，也很希望我们在这个世界上面活的时候，是带着这样的喜乐。
Again, Jesus greeted them with peace for a second time in verse 21.
在刚刚念的那段经文，第21节，耶稣对他们说，愿平安与你们同在。
It is probably accurate for us to assume that Jesus was not merely saying hi to them.
在这个时候，我们大概可以猜想，耶稣不是只是说你好吗，这样一个普通的问安。
Perhaps Jesus was emphasizing the gift of his peace as he sent them out into the world.
或许耶稣在这里是特别的强调耶稣给他们的礼物，给他们的应许。
Jesus was saying to them, May my gift of peace be with you as you go into the world to represent me.
耶稣在这个时候是差遣他们到世界去完成耶稣的工作。他说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
As I represent the Father in the world and testify to who he is, I am sending you into the world to represent me and testify to who I am.
第二十一节，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们，让你们要到世界上面去做见证，告诉世人我是谁。
This was the task that Jesus gave to the disciples at their encounter.
在这样门徒与耶稣相遇的光景情况之下，这是耶稣给他们的使命。
Jesus died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world.
耶稣在十字上面受死，为着我们的罪，他在十字架上面失去他的生命。
He was raised from the dead in order to bring eternal life to those who believe in him.
为着我们，他从死里复活，让我们相信他的可以得到永远的生命。
As he commissioned the disciples to carry on his testimony, he breathed on them to give them new life for this very important task.
在他差遣他的门徒去完成这样的使命的时候，他做了一件事情，他向他们吹一口气。
Jesus' act of breathing on the disciples and commanding them to receive the Holy Spirit reminds us of God's act of creation in Genesis chapter 2.
我们看这段经文，向他们吹一口气，让我们再次的想起，让我们可以去查考，神在创造世界的时候，在创世纪里面的记载。
God breathed into Adam the breath of life, and he became a living being.
创世纪的第二章第七节，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
After giving the breath of life, God put Adam in the garden to work and take care of it.
神创造了这个亚当以后，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他收理看守。
Jesus likewise gave to the disciples the breath of life, his Holy Spirit, and put them into the world to work and to care for it.
耶稣在这样的情况之下，也是如创世纪里面所说的，向他们吹气，也把一些使命交在他们的身上，叫他们到世界上面去为他的名做见证。
As God's Spirit descended on Jesus when he began to do the Father's will, Jesus' Spirit is given to the disciples to fulfill his mission.
就像耶稣要来传道以前，他受洗，神的灵降在他的身上。在这个情况之下，耶稣也是把他的圣灵赐给他的门徒，使他的门徒可以在世界上面为他的名做见证。
What does the mission involve?
这个门徒要做的事情究竟是要做什么？
As the disciples were being sent out, they were to represent the living Christ, to witness to others the good news of the risen Savior who gives life to those who believe in him.
他们要做什么事情？神就是耶稣，就是差遣他们到这个世界上面去，他们就是要为这个差遣他的基督做见证，让世界上面的人可以认识他。
In addition to the mission of sharing the wonderful news of Christ's resurrection, the disciples were also given the authority to forgive and to not forgive sins.
除了有这样一个传福音的使命，耶稣也给他们的门徒有这样的权柄，他们可以赦免罪，也可以给罪恶做捆绑。
What does this mean?
这个究竟是什么意思？
Language and statement that are similar to verse 23 can be found in at least two other places in the Gospels to help us understand the meaning of this verse.
约翰福音的第20章23节，同类似的经文在福音书里面有两处，我们可以来看，来帮助我们了解这段的经文。
In Matthew chapter 16, Peter proclaimed that Jesus is the Christ.
在马太福音第16章，西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Upon such a God-given profession, Jesus told Peter that he was given the keys to heaven.
耶稣听见彼得这样的宣称，他就说，你是彼得，我要把这个天上的，我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Whatever Peter binds on earth would be bound in heaven. Whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven.
凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Based on Peter's profession that Jesus is the Messiah, he was given the authority to bind and to loose.
耶稣是用弥赛亚，用基督这样的身份，把这样的权柄给彼得。凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Again, according to Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, we see that the church was given the same authority to assess sins in the community of believers.
在马太福音的第十八章第十八节，我们看到耶稣其实把同样的权柄交给地上的教会，地上的教会可以用同样的原则来评估，来审判这个世界上面的罪恶。
A believer's sin was to be confronted first privately.
一个信徒的罪恶首先应该是在私下，是在不公开的情况之下来面对，来讨论。
If he or she would not listen, it should be brought before two or three other witnesses.
如果这位弟兄或者是姐妹不愿意改变或者是不承认，这样的事情要带到两三位见证人的面前。
If it is still not heeded, then the matter should be told to the whole church.
如果这个事情还没有解决，这个弟兄姐妹或者是姐妹没有改变，那这个事情呢就要带到整个教会的面前。
If the sin is not admitted before the church, then the person is to be treated as an unbeliever.
如果这位弟兄或者是姐妹没有在众人面前悔改认罪，那他就会被视为像一位还没有信主的人一样。
Jesus told the church that they were given the authority to bind and to loose.
耶稣在这里很清楚告诉教会是有这样的捆绑或者是释放的权柄。
They were given the key to identify those who are a part of the community and those who are not.
他们是给这样的一个权柄，或者是给这样一个使命，这是要来判读，来分辨谁是在神的家里面，而谁还不是。
The disciples encountered the living Christ.
在他的耶稣的门徒在这里再一次与复活的永活的基督相遇。
Jesus gave them his breath of life, his Holy Spirit to carry on the task of the kingdom and to hold the key to the Christian community.
耶稣向他们吹气，给他们圣灵，要的是给他们天国的这个工作，而且像彼得，他握有天国的这个钥匙。
We know from the Great Commission and the Book of Acts that this same task and privilege is also given to all believers.
从耶稣离开世界以前，在马太福音所记载的这个大使命的这个经文，以及使徒行传，我们可以同样的看到，同样的一个身份，同样一个使命，是给所有的信徒。
We also have been given the very life of Christ in the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the world.
因为圣灵已经在我们中间，我们的生命与这个又真又活的基督联合，所以我们可以在这个世界上面做他的见证。
When we profess that Jesus is Christ, we too have been given the authority to bind and to loose.
当我们承认，我们公开的宣称耶稣是我们的救主，同样的权柄释放，同样的一个捆绑的一个权柄也给了我们。
On this Resurrection Sunday, as we think about meeting the living Christ together, it is also appropriate for us to consider whether we have fulfilled this commission.
在这个复活节的这个主日，在我们再次思考门徒与耶稣相会的时候，或许这个是一个很好的时间，帮助我们再来思考，我们是否与这样的一个复活见证的使命来相配。
He has sent us. Are we bearing witness for him?
耶稣已经把我们派到这个世界里面，我们是否是在这个世界上面为他做见证？
He has given us the privilege of sharing responsibilities in the messianic community. Are we being accountable?
他也给我们同样的使命，在信徒里面来彼此的一起来侍奉。那我们是否得到这样的使命，我们是否负起我们应该负的责任？
The account of the disciples' testimony bears an interesting twist in verse 24.
这段的经文在第24节开始有一个很奇妙的一个转折。
John tells us that Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, was not with them when Jesus appeared on that first Easter Sunday.
约翰在这里的记载告诉我们说，其中一位使徒这个多马，第一次耶稣与他们见面的时候呢，刚好多马不在。
When he did show up, the disciples were excited to tell him that it is true, Jesus has risen.
当这个 多马后来遇到这个使徒的时候，其他的门徒当然很高兴地告诉他说，耶稣已经复活了。
And they have seen the Lord themselves.
他们亲眼看过耶稣基督。
What was Thomas's response?
但我们来看看多马的反应是什么。
Well, he did not say, "Are you serious? Wow, that's really cool. Wish I was there. That is so exciting."
他没有这样说哈，他没有说是不是真的，真的是这样子吗？哇，这个是多么好美好的一个事情！我真的很希望我跟那个时候我不是不在哈，我这是刚好错过一个美好的事情。我真的很希望马上可以看到耶稣基督。
Instead, Thomas said to them.
但是呢？真正圣经的记载不是这样子，多马是这样说的。
You are kidding, right? That's not possible. I can't believe you guys. Don't be making things up like that.
他是这样说，他说你，他大概是这样说，你们大概是在开玩笑吧？不要在我面前开玩笑哈，这个除非我看到他，我是不会相信的。
Thomas said, "If it is true, I'd better see the marks of the nails on his hands."I'm going to put my finger into those wounds and feel his side. If I see it for myself, then I will believe.
多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。意思就是说，除非是我亲眼摸过跟亲眼看见，我是不会相信的。
It was exactly one week later on the following Sunday.
在一个礼拜之后，就是在下一个礼拜天。
The circumstances were the same.
这个客观的条件跟客观的环境呢，是几乎是一模一样的。
The disciples were together.
门徒聚在一起。
The doors were locked.
门是锁的。
And Jesus appeared in their midst and greets them with his peace.
耶稣再一次在他们中间出现，跟他们问安。
Only this time Thomas was with them.
那唯一不一样的呢，就是多马也在当中。
Jesus repeated to Thomas the words which Thomas used to protest the disciples' credulity concerning the resurrection.
耶稣在这个时候呢，是用多马在一个礼拜以前所讲同样的话，所那些跟其他的门徒所说那个不相信的话，来跟这个多马来交谈。
Jesus also pointed out Thomas's lack of faith and told him to stop doubting and believe.
耶稣当然在这里也指出多马缺乏信心，多马的疑惑。那耶稣对他的命令就是说，不要疑惑，总要相信。
We don't know if Thomas actually touched those wounds.
这里没有记载说，多马是不是真正有伸手去摸那些伤痕。
It only seems to us that as soon as Thomas encountered the living Christ, his only response was to confess that Jesus is indeed Lord.And God.
但是我们好像在这个经文可以来得到一个线索，当多马一与耶稣重新的相会，他认识到耶稣真正的身份，他唯一的反应就是说，我的主，我的神。
His previous lack of faith was transformed into a confession of faith in Christ's divine nature as well as salvation.
他原来的不信马上转化成为对耶稣基督坚定的信仰。
Jesus appeared to Thomas to prove the truth of his resurrection so that Thomas may believe and have faith.
耶稣在多马面前出现，使得多马可以相信，使得多马的信心得到坚固。
But Jesus knows well that not everyone can have that privilege, the privilege of meeting him face to face.
但是耶稣也知道，不是每一个人都有这样一个特别的安排，就有这样一个特权。这个特权是可以跟耶稣亲自的面对面相会。
When we are in doubt and when our faith is shaken, we cannot appropriately protest like Thomas and expect Jesus to meet our demands.
当我们有怀疑，当我们的信心软弱的时候，我们不是每一个人都可以跟多马一样，希望耶稣马上可以跟我们来相会，来坚固我们的信心。
Even though Jesus can freely choose to answer our request, he does not want us to depend on such conditions in order to have faith.
耶稣当然可以在我们面前马上的出现，但是我们也相信耶稣不要把这个事情变为一个 一个通用的原则，每次有人跟他祈求，他就在他面前出现。
Jesus said to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
耶稣对多马说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的，有福了。
This statement is a blessing to the readers of John's testimony.
每一个看到约翰福音这段记载的，都可以得到这样的祝福。
It is a blessing given to us.
这是对我们每一个人的祝福跟应许。
It points beyond the time of the disciples to generations of believers who come to faith through the testimony of the apostles.
这样的应许不是只是受到时间的限制，只用在2000多年前的使徒身上。这样的应许一直在我们中间，一直的实现。只要我们愿意来到耶稣的面前，都可以得到这样的应许。
We have not seen Jesus with our eyes, but we have encountered the truth of his life and his love in God's word.
我们这里没有一个人见过肉体的耶稣，但是我们都曾经与他相会，我们感受到他的爱，我们感受到神的话语的真实。
Jesus invites us to stop doubting and believe.
耶稣教我们不要疑惑，总要相信。
We have encountered the living Christ in our personal salvation.
在我们每一个人得救的经验中间，我们都与耶稣相会。
We have encountered the living Christ in the Holy Spirit's transformation of our lives.
我们与基督相会，我们也感受到圣灵在我们生命中间的更新。
We have encountered the living Christ through the love and testimony of the church.
我们在与基督相会，我们感受到神给我们的爱，我们也感受到在他的教会在这个世界上面所做的见证。
What have our faiths been based on?
我们再次来思考，我们的信仰是根据在什么事情上面？
Is it based on things seen or things unseen?
是在一些看得到的东西，还是一些看不到的东西？
Are we looking for miracles in order to have faith?
我们是一定要看到神迹才能够有强的信心吗？
Though we do not see him now, Jesus desires for us to experience peace and joy.
虽然我们没有见过耶稣，但是耶稣有这样的应许，让我们可以能够在他的里面享受到平安跟喜乐。
He wants us to have a sense of purpose and authority because he has claimed victory over death.
因为他已经战胜了死亡，耶稣给我们的使命就是要我们知道我们在世界上面的使命是什么。
He desires for us to live a victorious life based on his truth and his promises.
因为他是真实的神，因为他给我们许多不会落空的应许，他的目的就是要在我们在世界上面过一个得胜的生活。
John tells us that besides the things he has mentioned, the disciples witnessed many other miracles that Jesus performed.
在这一段经文第30节、31节，记载说耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多的神迹，没有记载在这个书上。
The disciples were the primary witnesses to Jesus.
在耶稣行了这许多的神迹，大部分只有这些门徒看见。
But not everything has been written down because there is not enough room in the world to contain all the books.
但是耶稣所行许多神奇妙的事情，所讲许多的话，没有全部都用文字记载下来。若是一一的都写出来，所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
John says that specific incidents have been written for the purpose that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ.
约翰福音这个作者约翰其实很清楚地告诉我们，这些特定的事件有记载下来，目的是要让我们知道耶稣就是基督。
And that we may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and by believing, we may have life in Christ's name.
因为这样的记载让我们可以知道耶稣是神的儿子，我们也可以相信，所以使得呢，我们在接受耶稣基督的名而有新的生命。
This is the blessedness that we can have through faith, the very life of God himself.
因为我们有这样的相信，因为我们接受这样的信仰，我们可以得到神耶稣给我们宝贵的这个应许，得到神的这个生命。
The blessedness to live with him in his constant presence.
是可以永，是长期的，永久的，跟神一起同在，得到这样的应许。
Not just eternal life that we can have after this life.
不是说我们离开了这个世界以后，我们死了以后，才得到这样永远的生命。
But a new life at this moment that is characterized by God's faithfulness.
而是因为神的信实，我们在此时此刻就可以得到这样永新的这个生命。
Many of us who have believed understand this truth.
我们已经相信的人都能够体会这样的一个真理，这样的恩典。
Some of us have yet to experience the truth of Christ's death and resurrection personally.
在我们中间，或许有些人是还没有亲身经验过耶稣的这个死亡跟复活。
We have only read about the disciples' account with Jesus on those first two Easter Sundays.
在今天的早上，我们只是来回顾了在复活节的主日跟在下一个主日所发生的事情。耶稣的门徒怎么样跟耶稣在相会。
Others in this sanctuary who believe are testifying to the truth.
大部分在这个会堂中间，我们相信的，我们也是为这样的真理来做见证。
Do you believe our testimony?
还没有接受的，你相信这样的一个见证吗？
Or are you asking for hard proof in order to believe?
还是我们还在追寻一些很客观、很确实的一个证据？
Jesus invites all of us to stop doubting and believe.
耶稣说不要疑惑，总要信。
The blessing of the living Christ is life in his name.
耶稣给我们的祝福乃是在他的名下面有真正新的生命。
As we close this morning, God's word in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9 sums up these thoughts.
这篇的讲道要结束的时候，我们一起来思考彼得前书第一章第三节到第九节，很能够帮助我们来整理我们刚刚所讲的一些事情。
These verses also provide for us an appropriate response in prayer.
这些的经文也很能够帮助我们对耶稣的复活做一个回应。
I would like to use these words of scripture to help us end in prayer.
我很希望用彼得前书这一段的经文来帮助我们，也帮助我们在祷告里面向神来祈求。
Will you please join me in prayer?
我们一起来祷告。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
In your great mercy, you have given us new birth into a living hope.Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from dead.
因为你照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，使我们得以重生，使我们有活泼的盼望。
You have given us new birth into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
你曾经给我们天上的基业，这些基业是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。
It is kept in heaven for us through faith.
这些的应许是要存在这个天上，一直到末世来显现。
Father, in this we greatly rejoice even when we suffer grief and trials.
天父，虽然我们在百般的试炼中暂时的忧愁，但是因为有这样美好的应许，我们大有喜乐。
These have come so that our faith may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
因为这样的试炼使得我们的信心得到再次的被试验，我们没有跌倒，因为你的保守，我们可以在耶稣基督再显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀跟尊贵。
Though we have not seen Christ, we love him.
虽然我们没有见过耶稣基督，但我们爱他。
Even though we do not see him now, we believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
虽然我们今天看不见耶稣，但是因为我们相信他，所以我们有那说不出来、满有荣光的喜乐。
For we are receiving the goal of our faith, the salvation of our souls.
因为我们确信，我们因着我们的信心，我们得到信心的果效，是我们就是我们灵魂的救恩。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.